The State Board of Regents is taking steps to make it easier for teachers to become certified in New York. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the State Education Commissioner denies that is a lessening of requirements.
Prospective teachers in New York will no longer have to score as high on a qualifying test in order to obtain teaching certificates, now that the Board of Regents has agreed to lower the passing score on a test required for them. Until now, a score of 41 out of a total of 75 was required on the exams, known as the EdTPA for Educative Teacher Performance Assessment. Beginning in January, the passing score will be 3 points lower at 38, increasing to a score of 40 by January 2022. If candidates score just a couple of points below that passing grade, they can also be approved to teach in some special circumstances. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia says it's not a lowering of standards.
If anybody is saying, well, you're dropping standards, that's really not the case.
Elia says other states that have adopted the test have also reduced the passing score. Jolene DeBrango, vice president with the Teachers Union, New York State United Teachers, says that the lower score requirements are fixing problems with the tests, which were created by the Stanford University Center for Assessment.
Sometimes it's important to take a look at the overall process and be sure that you remove barriers that may just be cumbersome. It may not be helping good people come and enter into the profession, but I don't believe it's a lowering of standards.
Commissioner Elia says the tweaking of the teacher certification process is in sharp contrast to a proposal being considered by the State University of New York's Charter Schools Committee. That proposal would significantly alter standards required for teachers at charter schools, in some cases requiring only 30 hours of classroom experience in order to be qualified to teach.
Basically, what they're saying is that a person who has had no experience in learning about how to teach, what are the practices, the pedagogy, the critically important factors that need to be taken into account when you're working with a classroom of students, those things are critical for that. We believe that.
Commissioner Elia, as well as the region's chancellor, have sent their complaints to the SUNY committee, which is holding a public comment period on the proposed changes. Elia says there's major concern across the state.
If you're talking about a lowering of standards, I think you clearly need to look at that proposal and know that that's exactly what it is.
Under state law, both the State Department of Education and SUNY are allowed to oversee the opening and the regulation of charter schools. Schools can be authorized by one entity or the other, and SUNY and the State Education Department did not have to have the same rules and regulations for the charter schools. Nisette DeBrango says the SUNY proposal is a watering down of teacher requirements. She says there are already alternative paths in New York to certify teachers with non-traditional backgrounds, and she says the lowered teacher standards could disproportionately affect children of color.
When you're talking about students of color in particular and students that could be from families that are dealing with poverty, you need the best and brightest teachers that you have because you need multiple tools in your toolbox in order to support those children and provide a full education to them. If you don't have the proper training, you're sending people into those classrooms that are simply not good enough to be in front of those kids.
Charter schools have said they're suffering from a teacher shortage and need different rules in order to recruit teachers. The SUNY committee will take up the proposal on October 11th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.